time on your public service broadcaster is 09:15. It's a wonderful morning and a warm welcome to today's edition of the PMRC Radio Show, Policy and Monitoring Research Center radio program. Every Thursday between 9:15 and 9:30, we get to talk to you on different topics of discussion. Today, we focus our attention on the budget reflection, the 2019 budget that was recently presented by the Minister of Finance. I'm going to be your host. My name is Kachana Sinyani, and I'm not alone in the studio. I have my guest from PMRC, Albert Kasoma. He is a senior researcher from PMRC. Hey, Albert, good morning.
Good morning, Kachana, and good morning, listeners.
All right, welcome to Radio 4 and ZNBC.
Thank you. I'm pleased to be here.
All right, we're glad to have you. All right, now, to go into our program straight away, what does the theme fiscal consolidation for an inclusive growth for this year's budget mean? That was, the minister's theme.
Thank you very much, Kachana. That's a very good question. And delivering fiscal consolidation for sustainable and inclusive growth, the theme for this year's budget is a timely theme. Just to get into details in terms of trying to understand what fiscal consolidation means. Fiscal consolidation, in a nutshell, is basically just the aspect of reducing or narrowing the underlying fiscal deficits. So fiscal deficits, we are making reference to budget expenditure being in excess of government revenue mobilization strategies. So when you have a fiscal deficit, definitely the government needs to find ways and means of trying to finance this gap, either by borrowing on the domestic market or on the international market. So in this theme, government is committing itself in trying to upscale domestic resource mobilization, as well as trying to reduce some expenditure lines. This has been actually a cry, a song from civil society, the general public, and the government itself, that it's time actually to reduce the deficits. I'd like to emphasize the point that I think in the delivery of the budget, the minister did actually indicate that there will be upscaling domestic revenue mobilization in the 2019 budget from 17.7% in the 2018 budget to about 18.7% in the 2019 budget. In terms of fiscal deficit, if we look at the green paper, the government, there's a projection. It has also committed itself to systematically reduce the deficit. And 2019 is projected to be at about 6.5% of the GDP. And by the year 2021, we're talking about 5.1% of the GDP. So in a nutshell, the theme is trying to tell us that this budget is anchored on returning the country to moderate debt levels, as well as entrenching the macroeconomic fundamentals of growing at 4%, of maintaining inflation at about 8%. Over the years, I think over the months, we've been maintaining a 2 months import cover. We need to grow it to about 3%. 3 months of import cover. Then there's also a need to prioritize the dismantling of arrears. This has been emphasized by the minister time and again. Mm-hmm. We also need to reduce the pace of debt accumulation and ensure debt sustainability.
To you who's just joining us, we are talking to Mr. Albert Kasoma, senior researcher from Policy Monitoring and Research Center, and today we are focusing our attention on the budget reflections that was recently, presented by the Minister of Finance. Now, he's talked about, what it means, okay, the theme that the minister gave, her presentation, fiscal consolidation for an inclusive growth. That was this year's budget, theme, what it means, and he's actually gone into detail. Now, with that said, the 86.6 billion Zambian kwacha, okay, is it adequate to cater for all of government functions?
That's a very good question, Kachana, again. So, before I answer that question, first of all, we need to understand what a budget is. So a budget is just a statement of government expenditure intentions against the estimated revenue.
All right.
So it is a very ambitious budget. It represents about 21% increase compared to the 2018 budget. It's one of the largest increments in recent years. So the adequacy of the budget, like you've asked, really hinges on how much we're going to do as a country. And there's an institution that is responsible for revenue mobilization, ZRA. So ZRA needs to really up its game so that it collects enough revenue so that we should be able to give money to various budget lines. The Minister of Finance also, in terms of domestic and foreign financing, which is about 33% of the budget, they really need to do so much so that this money comes into government coffers, then we'll be able to meet all the necessary expenditures outlined in the budget. Of course, ZRA, like I earlier mentioned, has issues with meeting and exceeding the targets. But we are delighted that the minister, I think, outlined some of the measures that government has decided to put in place to ensure that we collect maximum revenue. One of such measures is the digitalization of the entire revenue collection process. This is the right step in the right direction. And as PMRC, we are really delighted. The minister also mentioned things to do with reviewing the existing tax exemptions. You know, some of these investors, they come through, they get huge exemptions for a very long period of time, and they haven't been doing so much in terms of investment pledges that they had committed themselves to. So if we are looking at, if we talk about adequacy, there are also issues of government expenditure. Government expenditure to a particular function as a percentage of the entire GDP. So Zambia, like many other countries, we have committed ourselves to some thresholds in terms of percentages going to specific functions of government. We have the Abuja Declaration that requires governments that committed themselves to be spending about 15% of their annual budget to the health sector. So in this budget, in the 2019 budget, I think the minister proposed to spend about 9.3% towards the health sector, which is less than the 15%, meaning there's still room for improvement. In fact, I think in Africa, only one country has managed to reach this 15% threshold. But however, all in all, I think there is, in absolute numbers, there is an increase from about 6.8 billion in 2018 to 8 billion towards the health sector. And this money will go towards building and expanding the health facilities, as well as the supply of essential drugs to various health sector. When we come to education, there is a commitment as well. Globally, countries have committed themselves to really spend about 20% of their budget towards the education sector. In 2014, Zambia was actually one of the only country in sub-Saharan Africa to spend about 20% of their budget on education. But of course, in 2019, we're only spending about 15.2% of the entire budget. But we are still really pleased that in terms of absolute numbers, there's been an increase actually from about 11 billion to 13 billion allocated to the education sector. So education and health are very key ingredients actually to the development of the country, and countries that have actually come out, that have pushed a lot of people out of the poverty lines, have invested heavily in their education and health sector. So investment in these two sectors cannot be overemphasized. We are pleased actually that 500 basic schools will be upgraded to high schools, and the government has committed itself to build about 82 high schools, which is a step in the right direction. Besides that, on economic affairs, I think the Link Zambia project continues. 6.5 billion has been allocated towards this cause. And recently, I think our president was actually received a medal for spending colossal sums of money on infrastructure development, which is key to industrialization. So this is actually a very good thing for Zambia. In fact, this was a joint award. We had African Union awarding the president. With, amongst the stakeholders that awarded the president, there was the African Development Bank, the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa, the Food and Agriculture Organization, and UNIDO. So we are pleased as PMRC that infrastructure development has still been prioritized by the government. Okay, on the area of social protection, the social cash transfer. There's so much talked about social cash transfer. The government has committed to increase its number of beneficiaries from the current 630 somewhere there to about 700. It's a step in the right direction.
All right, thank you so much. We are still on the PMRC radio show with Mr. Albert Kasoma, senior researcher from PMRC, as we still focus our attention on the budget reflections. Now, would you kindly reflect some of the notable sector policy pronouncements which are in line with the 7th National Development Plan?
Well, I think I'll outline some of the notable ones. A lot of pronouncements were made. You know that the way now the budget is being done, it's being aligned to the 7th National Development Plan. Mm-hmm. So in terms of the development, of course, you know that the 7th National Development Plan emphasizes the need to develop infrastructure, transport infrastructure, as well as communication infrastructure. Mm-hmm. So I think in the budget delivery, we are pleased that the minister committed the government to constructing about 1,000 communication towers across the country. So 2019 alone, we'll see about 300 communication towers being erected. In terms of mining, you know, mining, the seventh National Development Plan recognizes that mining will still be the largest foreign exchange earner for Zambia. So the minister emphasized that the mineral production monitoring support project, which has been upscaled to all the large mining firms, will be extended to small and medium mining companies to ensure that Zambia gets the maximum benefits in terms of revenue. The 7th National Development Plan also emphasizes issues of energy diversification. So the minister indicated that the solar initiative in the Lusaka South Mount Facility Economic Zone will be upscaled to add about 100 megawatts to the national grid, and government is currently conducting a study to determine the cost reflective tariffs in the energy sector. Industrialization, another issue so much emphasized in the 7NDP. So government is committing itself to create about 15,000 jobs through the multi-economic zones and industrial clusters and other support infrastructure. The IDC, of course, in terms of value addition, coming on board to help with the setting up of the pineapple processing plant in Northwestern Province, a fruit processing plant in Eastern Province, and there's so much talked about cashew nut processing project in Western Province. I think this pronouncement has been very consistent, maybe from 2017 budget 18. So as PMRC, we'll be closely monitoring this project so that they take off. Other notable pronouncements, the census is actually going on in 2020. Then the minister also talked about the management of state-owned enterprises. ZESCO, Zambia Daily Mail, and ZAMTE will be restructured. A strategic equity partner will be found for Indeni Petroleum. ZISC and ZAFICO, the Zambia Forest and Forest Industries Corporation, is also earmarked to be listed on the Lusaka Stock Exchange. There are so many pronouncements, let me also just emphasize the fact that the minister also talked about the issues of rebasing the GDP. So basically, when we talk about rebasing the GDP, we are looking at issues of the revision of the national accounts as regards to the structure and the size of the GDP. So this is actually a timely intervention in countries, of course, where the GDP has been rebased. I can remember a country like Nigeria, Ghana. You find that there's an upward adjustment in the levels of the GDP. So there are so many things that happen in the intervening period. You find that some sectors are growing. The people in the informal sector join the formal sector. You also need to change the base year. So it is actually a timely intervention. And this process is actually very, very important in order to develop appropriate social and economic indicators for the country.
All right. We are still talking to Albert Kasoma, senior researcher from Policy Monitoring and Research Center, as we focus our attention on the budget reflections. Now, would you kindly react to the revenue measures that have been put in place as PMRC? What is your reaction to the revenue measures put in place?
Well, several revenue measures were announced by the minister, but I think one of the measures that is of interest, I think, to the general public, much talked about, is the abolishment of the VAT effective, I think, April 2019. Mm-hmm. We are from 2019 April onwards, we'll be using the sales tax instead of the VAT. And some of the reasons that have been advanced, I think, by ZRN government is that there are so many revenue leakages with the VAT, because with the VAT, through the value chain, you have to refund the input VAT. So you only pay to ZRN the output VAT. So there were a lot of revenue leakages. I remember the ZRA Commissioner General also mentioned that there were also instances of fraudulent claims as well as double claims through the VAT. So as a country, I think we cannot afford to go that route when you're talking about fiscal consolidation. So the sales tax is a very welcome move. It was also mentioned that the country was losing about 9.6 billion kwacha, which is close to about a billion US dollars annually in VAT refunds to exporters and manufacturers. So Zambia is not a unique case. Many other countries, I think, have gone this route. Malaysia, Canada recently went the sales tax way. Of course, the other revenue measure is the increase in the penalty of non-compliance of transfer pricing regulations. To about equivalent of about it will now be 24 million penalty as opposed to 3,000 penalty previously. So you know, multinationals in Zambia and in many other countries, there's a tendency actually to trade amongst so for lack of a better term, sister companies, thereby trying to distort the taxable income. For only information, most of the multinationals in Zambia, they've been making a loss for so many years, but they're still operating. So this is also a very timely, I think, intervention by the government, and we are pleased that, because this has been our recommendation for some time, that it's been taken on board. The mineral royalty has also been increased by 1.5% at all levels of the band widgets. We also now have a fourth tier rate at 10% on the sliding scale, amongst other revenue measures. But I think those two were key, and we needed to really talk about them.
All right. And finally, what needs to be done to ensure that, you know, the budget that was presented is actually fully implemented?
Well, thank you very much for that question. Like I'd earlier mentioned, the budget is basically, we're looking at estimates of expenditure against the estimates of the revenue that we are going to collect. So the budget, for the budget to be implemented, we need the commitment from ZRE and the Minister of Finance, of course, to ensure that maximum revenue is collected. We've also been advocating as a think tank that the integrated financial management information system should be rolled out to all government spending agencies so that no one spends outside the budget. We've also been advocating for the review of the Public Procurement Act to enable the benchmarking of prices for government on routine goods and services that government procures. You and me actually agree to the fact that government is the most abused by suppliers as regards overpricing of goods and services. And this has led to huge revenue leakages for the government.
All right. Unless otherwise, I would like to let you go. But before we go, maybe you can just let us know where you're found as PMRC, just in case somebody would like to find out more information other than what we've talked about. Okay, I know that Policy Monitoring and Research Center is along is on Sabre Road, corner of Sabre Road and Bishop Road. That's in Kabalonga, right?
Yes, please.
And of course, plot number 32, private bag KL10. Okay, and of course, you can also get more information on PMRCZambia.org, info@PMRCZambia.net. I have been talking to Mr. Albert Kasoma, Senior Researcher, PMRC, and we have been focusing our attention on budget reflections. I'd like to thank you so much for sparing time out of your busy schedule to come to you and help us discuss this very important topic.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome. This has been Kachana Sinyani. I have been your host on today's show. Join us next week for yet another program. Good morning and keep listening to your public service broadcaster, ZMBC Radio 4.